is on our lips. We're constantly speaking the name of Jesus, wherever it is. Hallelujah. You're in ShopRite and you can't find your item. Maybe you're like me. I'm praying for the aisle. Lord, help me find this one thing. Or let it be on sale. We're all looking for that. God gives us wisdom even in our shopping. This is an everyday thing. It's not such a high spiritual thing that you just have to save it for Sunday. Carry it throughout the week, wherever we go. Our God is good and our God is great. Amen? Hallelujah. You guys look a little asleep. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. But make some noise. You're in the house of God. Hallelujah. Sunday. Not that every day and every week and every day of the month we don't focus on the Lord, but today is the day that we come to the communion table, where we come and we partake of the elements, and we're reminded once again what God has done for us, and to make it personal, what He's done for me. Thank you, Jesus.
Healing of my life,
sent on the day that our Lord got crucified, would we have been the ones trying to get him out away from the cross? Would we be like John and Mary weeping at the feet of Jesus? Or would we be in the crowds chanting, crucify him, away with him? It's an interesting question to ask ourselves, because the Bible says that when Christ died, he died for sinners. And our hearts are not always right before God. And though some chanted, crucify him, he died for them too. Because even if we were like Mary and like John at the feet of Jesus, weeping and just broken, we still have sin. So he would have died for us as well, and indeed he has. But the Bible says that there is no one right before God. No one. But he was willing to go to the cross, whether we chanted, crucify him, or wept at his feet. The core of our heart was dark, and Christ had to come in to liberate us. This is not an act that we do on our own. He says, for so whoever will. When we hear the message that God loves us, that he's here to extend forgiveness and be the one that paid for the sins, we say men, but we should really say me. We need to respond to that love of God. Salvation comes when we acknowledge that God indeed sent his son, and that he died on the cross, and that 3 days later he rose again, alive and well, seated at the right hand of God. There was a lot of commotion happening that day at the cross. Earthquakes and darkness and curtains ripping and people chanting and people crying, all kinds of chaos. But not in the life of the Lord. He knew exactly what he came to do, and he accomplished his task. His love is great for us. For the one that has broken the law, he can and has and will redeem those who bow the knee to him. We glorify your name, God. Thank you.
not only come to a place of decision where you believe in Jesus, but that you would even go one step further and put your trust in Him. Where you would allow Him to take up residence in your heart, that He may lead you and guide you and allow you to have a divine encounter whereby you can walk with God, hearing His voice and following Him. Where you can know Him intimately for yourself, knowing that in all things pertaining to your life, that they are going to work out for your good, because God is with you and will never leave you nor forsake you. But He's with you always. And that's all because of the cross. Because Jesus gave Himself, He was not intimidated nor ashamed. He wasn't proud or puffed up in any way, but He humbled Himself and became a man. The Word of God tells us that His desire was to see us reconciled to God, to be renewed and washed over, cleansed of our sin, that our sin debt would be paid, a debt that we could not pay ourselves. And there was nothing that we could do, can do, would have done, could have done. So only Jesus can help us. And because He loved us that much, He cared for us that much, we are redeemed today. We are saved today. We are renewed today. The love of God has come upon us. And today, we remember what He has done for us. We remember how much He loves us. No greater love has any man than this, that laid down His life for His friend. Today, we are His friend. But He has laid down His life for us. In fact, we're even better than friends. We are heirs with God, joint heirs. So as we prepare to receive our communion today, let us remember what Jesus said in the upper room when He gathered with His disciples. And He said, as He took out the bread, hopefully you have the bread with you today. You have a little container. But that little wafer inside is modern day bread. I don't know how they do it, but somehow it's bread. And Jesus, He said, "My body has been broken for you." And today, we submit our bodies to Jesus. The Christian life is two dynamics, right? It's what you have experienced by the Spirit of God, your spirit, your soul being cleansed and renewed from your sin, and then how you live, what you do with your body. Do you obey Him and His word or not? To apply the principles of God or not. Jesus, He obeyed God. He knew what it would take in order for us to be redeemed, for me to be redeemed. And each of us here today to say, for me to be redeemed, Jesus had to come. He had to come even if there was only one person on the planet. Jesus still would have had to come for that one person. And if it would have been you, He would have still had to come for you. If it was me, He still would have had to come. why he could die for us. That's why his blood is so important. His blood is important because the blood of the Father is the blood that's passed on to the children. And because God is the Father of Jesus, because Mary had an immaculate conception, the blood that is in Mary to conceive of Jesus came from God the Father. And because God is eternal, the blood of Jesus is eternal. And Jesus is eternal. And even as he gave his life, he still lives today. And because he lives, you will live also. I live also. Because of the blood of Jesus. That's what this represents today. That's what this is today. Do you appreciate what Jesus has done for you? Are you grateful? Because this represents the promise of God, the covenant, the new covenant of our sin. So, there's one requirement, and that requirement is that we repent of our sin. Ask Christ to come into our heart. Ask Christ to come into our life. To forgive us for our sin. And then Christ says that he will give us new life. But it begins with making that choice, that decision to serve God. I pray that you would serve God today. That you would give him your body. Let him have this body, this flesh. Surrender to God so that he can fill it with his spirit, with his strength, with his power, so that you too can resist temptation, can overcome sin, can be strong in the Lord in the power of his might, so that you can stand even in times of trouble, difficulty, and hardship. Even when everyone else is going against you, you can stand. Even when everyone else is saying that God isn't real, or he's not alive, or he's not for today, he's for some past event. Today is the day that the Lord has made. We shall be glad and rejoice. Today is the day that our Redeemer lives. So let us pray this prayer of brokenness and surrender our hearts, surrender our lives to God. Let's ask Christ to use us for his own glory. Let's surrender our lives to him. In Jesus' name, join us as you trust. With us, Lord God, in these times. trust in God and repentance. And even when the sheep and the goat were slain, the sin offering, there were two that were slain. It was the sheep for the offering. And that one, his blood was shed and was poured out on the altar. And the blood that was shed from that sacrificial lamb was then placed on the head of what was called the scapegoat. And that blood was rubbed onto that other sheep or goat. And then it was driven out of the camp, driven out of the temple and into a distant place. And it represented God washing away and driving sin far from the camp, far from the people. And God has delivered us. Christ has delivered us. The blood of Jesus that was shed. The word of God says that it is cast into the sea of forgetfulness, and it is remembered no more. In fact, your sin and my sin is as far from us as the east is from the west. The word of God says, your sin is not tied to your identity, but it is something that you have been delivered from, that you have been set free of. It is something that no longer binds you or hinders you. It has no authority over you, but it has been washed away. And you are cleansed and made whole. That is what this represents. But it requires one thing of you. And that is that you must confess your sin. And if you're willing to confess your sins, he is faithful and just. The word of God says, he will forgive us of our sins. So join us today as we pray and we ask God to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. There are sins that you know you did and you should have done. But there are also sins of omission, that you didn't even realize that you were sinning, that it was wrong before God. You didn't even realize it. You didn't know. God says, we ask for forgiveness even for those sins. He's faithful and he is just. Join us as we pray. And ask God for yourself to forgive you.
You contrite, Lord, we examine our hearts before you, O Holy Lord. Oh Lord, even now allow us to see all the areas in our walk before you, O Holy Lord. For we have missed that, Lord. We have gone beyond that which you called us to, and we have been disobedient to your call upon our lives before, Lord. Oh Lord, cause us to be able to see these areas in our hearts, O Holy Lord, and yet we be rendered to you, O Holy Lord. Oh Lord, we just place them before you right now, Lord, we ask you, forgive us of our sins, O Father God. Lord, we know that we can come boldly before your throne today, O Father God, because you tell us in your word, Lord, if we do come before you, Lord, we repent of our sins, O Father God, that you will forgive us of our sins. And not just forgive us, Lord, but you will cleanse us of all unrighteousness, O Lord. Lord, we ask that you cleanse us today, O Father God. Cleanse me today, O Father God. Wash me in the blood of Jesus, O Father God, so that I may be pure and new, O Father God, before you. And Lord, that nothing will hinder the very work of the Holy Spirit in my life, O Father God. That, O God, that I will be able, that I will be enabled, O Father God. That I will be anointed, O Father God, to do all that you have called me to do, O Father God. So, Lord God, yes, I come before you and I ask for forgiveness for all the errors in my walk before you, O Father God. All the ways in which I have been disobedient to you, O Father God. All the ways in which I have even not even realized my failures before you, O Father God. And, Lord God, I ask that you make me aware of them. Cleanse me of them, Lord, and cause me to walk anew and afresh.